Welcome to After Party, the podcast, a high vibrational exploration of life beyond alcohol. I'm your host, Christina Margaret, a holistic coach and spiritual badass, here to take you on a ride through the highs and lows of sobriety. Settle in, get ready, and let's enjoy the ride. Hello, goddess listeners. Welcome to After Party, the podcast. I'm your host, Christina Margaret. Thanks for joining me today. I am so happy to be here and recording this episode, and I mean that in so many ways. I have been through a lot in the past couple of weeks. In fact, hours after recording the first episode of After Party, I was actually rushed to the hospital with a major hemorrhage, which resulted in an emergency hysterectomy, in which I am now recovering. Though I am recovering quickly and well, I'm still very much raw from this experience, which has left me very vulnerable to my own behaviors and coping mechanisms, both healthy and unhealthy, showing up. So I struggle with anxiety and panic attacks since I was in my early 20s, which was really triggered during my meth addiction. Not surprising that meth may make someone anxious, but in turn, the anxiety attacks are which actually got me off meth, because I could not get high without my body literally freaking out. And I tried desperately to continue that behavior, that addiction. Anyways, my anxiety has been high as my body's regulating and my mind tries to comprehend what the actually fucking happened to me, which has still been wishy-washy and not really understood even by my doctor. So I have my own interpretation and analogy of what took place, as during the trauma of this event and during this hemorrhage that took place, how I found myself in a really deep state of calm and with the ability to find my breath. I received a liter of blood, and without that, I would have died. In fact, I am now recording this episode nearly 2 weeks to the time that I recorded the last one, and sitting and thinking about how triggering that is for me, I can feel my body's reaction to that imprint. During this contemplation and this time where I've been trying to comprehend what took place, I do understand my connection to spirit is deep. I had many signs of spirit supporting me in the last 2 months. Immense messages coming through that I was supported from the other side for what I was enduring, whether that had taken place or not yet. I also feel that my sense of calm, though I knew as I watched the clock tick in that trauma room that I was essentially dying, I think the deepest part of me knew that I wasn't supposed to die that day. And the deeper part of me understood that what I was carrying within my womb, because essentially I was told I had a fibroid that I could live with, was actually a direct reflection of the trauma and the pain that I had been carrying for so many years from my own trauma in this body from my lineage, from the oppression of women. And as I had stepped deep into shadow work over the past year, especially, and deep into healing these wounds of the feminine, I really believe this became a manifestation of that. These types of things apparently don't happen. And this growth within me had mutated and changed over the last year significantly and ended up being the cause of this hemorrhage, this place of anger, of great force, of will, this place of life-giving space in my body that needed to purge what was there. And I'm sure as the weeks and months go on and I continue to process what's happened, I will continue to have revelations on this. But as I step back into my human experience, I was faced with the fact that this could turn out to be harder or worse for me to deal with. And I didn't know if I was going to be able to deal with it. As the growth was sent to pathology to be tested for malignancy. I didn't know if I could stay sober. And I don't like saying that because these are the times where we're challenged in our sobriety the most with our ability to stay present and hold space for ourselves and given the choice to not check out on ourselves and really allow ourselves the process of feeling in order to heal. I really caught myself in the feelings of wanting to escape what was happening. Like, I know that I could just have one drink and let go of this. I know I could get a real break from my mind and my body. I didn't drink. And the pathology came back benign, which really just allowed me to realize how truly lucky I am to continue my life and to make choices that really reflect my highest good and what I can do to help others and to be of service on this planet. So I will just continue to try and create things of value for people, and especially when it comes to sobriety. When I was in the hospital, I had a window view of the front entrance. This is like a place to be. I watched many people coming in and out of the hospital, but what I really saw was trauma and the coping as people came in and out. Made their way outside for smoke in sideways rain to pick up dope in their wheelchairs, the desperation to escape situation. I'm so grateful that my need to escape to those depths is not the same, but I understand the yearning to escape to those depths. It's scary and not knowing and not controlling. But that's what addiction gives us a sense of, is control. It's the recklessness of destroying yourself. We are actually controlling how our bodies feel. I've heard Gabor Maté speak, and many of you probably have, about this. As it's so deeply uncomfortable to be in the sensations of the body that it's reasonable to take away these discomforts by using drugs and alcohol. It makes sense to take off the edge, even when it creates a new edge, but we're in control when we decide what goes into our body. substance is safer than sensation and mental torment of reliving the times when we have lost control in our lives. Mental torment leads me into sensation, and then overwhelm of sensations leads me into wanting to and needing to escape. It's a strange thing to want to run from your own body. It's like wanting to peel off your own skin. The body essentially relives the sensations experienced during traumatic events when there was no escape. Only freeze after fight or flight may have not been an option. Hey Goddess, I hope you're enjoying this episode of After Party the Podcast. I just wanted you to know that the After Party doesn't have to end here. If you want to keep the party going, check out my self-paced program, Conjuring Your Inner Truth, which I created to help women who are sober or sober curious, who want to get deeper about their relationship with alcohol by healing old wounds of addiction through the mind, body, and spirit. From here, you will automatically become a part of my private Facebook community, After Party, a high-vibe community of sober women supporting each other's journey into sobriety with resources, chats, and live monthly events. You can check it all out in the show notes, but for now, it's back to the episode. Addiction becomes an escape, and like I said before, addiction doesn't have to look a certain way. Addiction does not have one face. I'm 100% open about the depth of checking out I have endured, not to be with myself. But I have also said how normal this is. I can only think how insulted my friends whom I ran my life with must be at times with my straight, honest opinion, with needing to binge drink on weekends, and plan activities around alcohol isn't fucking cool. And it is a style of addiction and self-sabotage, no matter which way you look at it. You are of the mind, body, and spirit. Every part of you needs to show up for the other. When trauma, big or small, fragments us from parts of ourselves and we deny our entirety, we dishonor the truth of who we are. This is why it isn't enough to just get sober. This is why we take radical responsibility for who we are and the life we're living. One of the mantras I created in my own recovery and for the recovery program for women, Conjuring Your Inner Truth, is I have taken radical responsibility for the role I have played in my own life. This means that you accept your choices. You cannot control the things that have happened to you, but you can control how you choose to deal with them. No one can say for sure that they will be sober forever. That's like pointing a loaded gun. I have no idea what my future holds and what things I may be deeply triggered in facing that I can say I will stay sober through. Being on Earth is about growing and learning through lessons, and we don't know all of those lessons beforehand. I love living a sober life. I'm obsessed with experiencing life sober, because I actually am experiencing it, not navigating it through a blur. I wasn't sober for most of my life. I started partying, and when I was, 13 years old, I was ready to check out. I want to experience my life. Radical is derived from the word root. So to take radical responsibility when it comes to addiction, it is to get to the root of the issue, as it is not just about quitting drinking the alcohol or quitting the coke, the meth, the shopping, the fucking, and the eating. They're all symptoms of the problem. The root is the belief and the trauma, the imprint left on the body, the I am not enough, the I can't handle these feelings. It's all covering up who you really are. The I do not want to be seen, or I want to be seen. All of these beliefs and behaviors are the root. So when I go through something like I just did, facing losing my life in a matter of moments, this is a traumatic event, and it is layered in the other traumatic events I've already experienced, where coping was all I could do. and to choose to do so by dulling and numbing down my experience because it was too painful and too hard for me to dig into the root. The root is really only a shadow of ourselves that has become too difficult to face and to feel. But when I learn how to slowly support myself, mind, body, and spirit in making space for the root, I can work on healing it. Working with Ayurveda in recovery is really quite powerful. And I will get into Ayurveda and alcohol in another episode, but essentially Ayurveda goes to the root rather than the symptom. In Western culture and society, we're dealing with the symptom by putting band-aids and using medications to subdue symptoms. And I do not hate Western medicine. It just saved my life. There's a place for it. It has a place for many things. Ayurveda cannot give me a surgery. It cannot give me blood when I need it. It cannot help me stop my bleeding. But if we found a way to connect and balance with something like Eastern philosophy and Eastern medicine to find our roots, and we could just lean into that, we would find a place of healing. Because it isn't about the symptoms or the thing that you use. It's about why you have the behavior and what you're running from. Someone asked in our after party private community group, how do you fight the urge to drink? And I answer with two things. One is something I heard in a treatment center, which is play the tape the whole way through. Because we quite often are attached to the first two drinks feeling. We're always attached to like that euphoria where the night is full of possibilities, in which usually the possibilities just resemble a shitstorm brewing and not what we're being sold or this depiction that the media gives us of glamorizing alcohol. But I also ask yourself the question, what is the urge? What is in the urge to drink? What are the qualities of the urge? If I think about urge as a energetic quality, I think of like a push or a panic, a want to escape, a need. So Ayurvedically and in Eastern sense, I want to get curious about what this urge is rooted in. What is the urge to not be present? And this is where you take radical responsibility. You can look at yourself and you can allow yourself to feel what's really there. Not the bullshit, not the marketed brainwashing, but really feel into what part of you you can't sit with in your life, just as it is. And then give that part of you what it needs. Give yourself love, nourishment, rest, a place to be heard, and you can stop running. Radical responsibility is a chance to seek the right support, surround yourself with the right people who have the capacity to take care of themselves at their core. Not a surface level of self-care that says have a bubble bath and have a glass of wine. Go deep and weep what needs to be wept and grieve what needs to be grieved. That's self-care. Understand the qualities and the depth of your behavior and your actions rather than covering them up with something else. This is not switching hard booze to beer. You get to choose. And when choice has been taken away from us again and again in our lives, it won't feel like you have a choice, but you do. You don't have to be the things that have happened to you or the choices that you've made for your entire life. You just have to be willing to walk into a space of courage, to be vulnerable with yourself. One of my aunts gave me a t-shirt when I was like 17 or in the 17 to 20 range or something. And it was a favorite. It said, when the going gets tough, the tough go drinking. And I fucking loved it. I really had a belief and an identity even then that drinking made you stronger because of the persona of not caring and being wild, which in truth was just shit talking and fear. It takes real courage to not numb out. It takes real courage to feel what needs to be healed. So when the going gets tough, the tough don't go drinking. If you or someone you know needs support with addiction and with alcohol, please reach out. There are resources in the show notes. If you are interested in an overnight retreat experience, I'm actually hosting my first Sober and Sober Curious retreat March 4th in beautiful Souk, BC, here on Vancouver Island. I will also link that information into the show notes. But if you book now, you save $100 till the end of January using promo code SOBER23, all caps, making it only $575. This is always an intimate experience, 6 available spaces. There's 4 remaining. It's a completely all-inclusive event, meaning all your meals, accommodations, anything is already included. You just have to bring yourself, your yoga mat, a blanket. And I'm really looking forward to holding this space. So I hope you've enjoyed the show today. And if you have, please don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share. And thank you so much for listening. Again, I'm so grateful to be here. Bye.